Alti, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria and Switzerland.
Today's Alti interview is about the measurement of the impact of sustainable investments. We speak with Dr. Julian Frede. Julian, you are a consultant and freelancer specialized in impact measurement and management. You help investors in getting their impact and sustainability management started or to become more efficient. You support defining what the investor's intention on sustainability or impact is by supporting and setting up processes integrating such an intention into investments and philanthropic activities. I welcome Dr. Julian Frede. Thank you for finding your way into our virtual podcast studio.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Julian, please introduce yourself briefly.
As you said, my name is Julian. I'm convinced that impact management holds great potential for business, investment, and by its nature to people and planet. This topic is a bit my favorite hobby. I have a PhD in development economics, and since 7 years, I mainly work for the German Development Finance Institution, DEG, which is part of the KfW Banking Group. There I participated in building our current impact management system. And this work allowed me also to gain further experience and expertise in the field of impact and sustainability management. In recent years, I'm also invited to teach and discuss the topic of defining, measuring, and managing impact or sustainability.
Many investors are opening up to sustainable investments. That's basically good, but what are the challenges?
The topic is new to many investors. The challenges are, as it is with most management approaches and change processes, I'd say there are three. First, how do I get the steps towards sound impact management right? Second, how do I take care not to get lost wherever? And third, how can I manage expectations well? For the first challenge, setting it up right, there are three major milestones with their, of course, specific challenges again. So you have defining sustainability as one challenge within the setting it up right. So we see frameworks, definitions on one what sustainability or impact means. But each investor has to decide how relevant this topic is for investments and for its institution or him or herself. So especially when you want to go beyond compliance to some upcoming standard, this first step of identifying how you define and prioritize sustainability or impact is pretty difficult. Then again, the second step is measurement of impact. And that is another challenge because indicators are not yet there on a standard level. So you have to decide either which standard system you want to use or which indicator you want to define. So that is also not plain vanilla at the moment. But it's evolving fast, so there help is on the way. And then third, of course, setting it up right, managing impact. There are already principles, frameworks, which are pretty helpful for investors. But at the moment, we still need more benchmarking, comparing impact investors and investors with regard to their sustainability management to find more best practices in managing impact. So here we are yet short. Again, the market is still evolving and building up. These are the three major steps on setting it up right. And the other challenges, as I said, getting lost, that's really a question of efficiency. Efficiency is one major aspect to these challenges at all. Because impact management does not need to be a burdensome process. It's a management approach that includes the many more information on investment impact into decisions. So this holds great promises because information increases, but there's always the difficulty of getting lost on the way. The last challenge I see is management of expectations. Impact and sustainability are both as topics often loaded with personal or I'd say more general internal or external stakeholder expectations. That means that once you start saying, I want to measure and manage my sustainability, my impact, you have to be careful not to also overburden yourself with your own expectations and the expectations of stakeholders who then often demand things that you cannot deliver.
Rating models can be a helpful approach to quantify the impact of actions and investments. This makes them controllable. Is that already the whole truth?
The answer is, as often, it depends. It depends what you are for an investor, what your intention is. Are you a private equity fund with 15 investees? Are you a bank with hundreds, thousands of clients? Are you a family office that needs to think about equity participation, investment in funds, or larger ETF portfolios? So it really depends there what you need to manage. And it also depends a bit on what you need to balance. So do you have targets, financial targets, and ESG targets, environmental, social, governance, risk targets, which you could model? And by this also bring in a certain balance, because models can help you to neutralize a bit the qualitative aspects that are often included in impact, environmental, social assessments. So again, yes, there is a whole bunch of possibilities in rating models, especially when you manage larger portfolios, but it's definitely not the whole truth. The closer you come to the actual investment, there it's very difficult, because once you start talking with a single investment or investee about its impact, you need to have indicators, real indicators with real data, and you have to kind of go away from pure rating models.
What would an ideal investment process look like, and what framework conditions would you consider necessary?
For framework conditions, I would say there are two major aspects. The ideal investment process is the one integrating financial, environmental, social, governance risks, and more opportunity-driven impact analysis into one process. So having the same rigor on all elements in this investment process is crucial. So do not include elements where you are already sure they are not relevant for informing decisions. That's just a burden. And the second is also that you need to be aware of your capacities, and that you need to try to be as efficient as possible. This more entrepreneurial element seems a bit odd to many of the listeners here in this blog, probably in this podcast. However, I've seen often that capacities are wasted, or it's too high stuffed up for efficient and sufficient solutions on certain aspects in impact management. So at the end, it's also about performing and getting to the results, not only planning, measuring, and discussing management, but having an efficient solution. So these are more the framework conditions. For the investment process, I see the best practices in the operating principles of impact management. These principles were launched 2 years ago by the IFC, a World Bank daughter, and they are targeting more impact investors. However, they are a great help to rethink sustainability and impact management, because they show that you need to focus on strategic intent. So you have to have a guiding intention, which could also mean that you implement an exclusion list, an inclusion list. And then second, that you also focus on your portfolio management, which includes structuring and also origination, so due diligence processes. I like very much also the aspect of the impact at exit. Here it's as an impact investing principle, it's more focused on, do you have sustained impact? But I would also include here the question, once you start thinking about sustainability or even impact, an impact intention, then you should also think, when do you switch from one investment to another? So when is one investment not bringing you enough change or enough impact with regard to another investment opportunity? So this exit and portfolio management aspect is pretty interesting, I think. And the last one here is the independent verification. So I would say, yeah, you can try to get independent verification. I think that's valid. But I would also see this more as a learning opportunity as the market is still evolving.
Do these processes depend on the respective local market that come into questions? I mean, investments in Africa, as an example, probably have different characteristics than those in Asia.
I would say the processes, the systems, so the general framework that you have, that should be the same, but you have to adopt the details of each process step to the realities in the markets and in the sectors you're focusing on. You also should focus a bit on the question, do you have investments which with an impact or with certain risks that you need to manage? Or do you have an intention to create impact with your investment? So there are also two tracks. And the question is how much you need to focus on these two aspects.
How is this being implemented and what do you recommend to investors?
It's different because investors are either already doing it and some who say it's absolutely new for them are a bit surprised once talking to them how much they are already doing with regard to sustainability or impact, especially measurement. So the first thing is always to understand the status quo well, yeah, map what's already there, and then only add elements which are definitely not there and integrate the rest to a total impact management system, or at least build the sustainability checks more on this risk area where you really need to take care of it. So it's really a question on status quo understanding and then prioritization of what you really need. And on this area, I would always bring this aspect of don't be afraid of impact and sustainability as topics at the moment, because it's absolutely no rocket science starting with this topic. Still, it's always good to look a bit around. Peers are on the move. And there's a great potential to learn together as it's not yet a clear USP in some areas. So people are very open to discuss how they approach sustainability and impact.
What do you expect to happen in your market models and methods for the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years?
I definitely expect a high growth of the sustainability and impact focused investments. This is also because the current crisis, at least at the moment, seems to show that ESG risk management, so environmental, social, governance risk management, had positive effects on resilience of investment and by this also on financial performance. So there seems to be a win-win case, a business case in ESG risk management, which is, from my perspective, of course, not really a new thing, a new finding. But now this crisis really kind of is proof of concept. And impact and impact management, in my view, is when efficiently managed, doing the same job, because it integrates also an opportunity view that's not existing at the moment. As ESG was new 20, 30 years ago, now this impact aspect can really help pushing a business case further. And this is like from a business view, but on the other side, we see that there's a social change, especially in developed economies, and that many people focus also their consumption on more sustainable products. So once you manage your sustainability and even your impact well as a company and you focus on products which are impactful somehow, you will definitely find easier market access and high growth markets with these products. So it's also kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy due to this social change element.
This was Dr. Julian Friede about modern approaches in impact measurement and management. Thank you for this interesting conversation.
Thank you very much.
LTE.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. LTE.com.